Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Hello and welcome to the KEXP Runcast. I am John Richards, host of this podcast and also host of the morning show. You can check out live at KEXP.org or on the KEXP app. If you want to go back to the archive, you can run to that. But this one is very focused on your training, on your racing, on you getting outside, on you taking care of your mental and your physical health. You can reach out to us, runcast@kexp.org. Just as Kim did, I just got this message. I don't know if I've read this one before, but I just wanted to send it out to everybody out there who runs with a pup. Just dogs, we just don't deserve them. She wrote in and said, I just had one of the hardest runs in a very long time. I had to say goodbye to my forever running partner 2 weeks ago. My dog, Muddy. Muddy was a born runner, a lab pointer mix, happiest when I ran with her at least twice a week. I was not born a runner and didn't start running regularly until I rescued Muddy over 10 years ago. Since then, Muddy has set the pace and helped me train for countless races. She would force me to run after a long night shift, run during a grueling pediatric residency training, run while pregnant, run in the pouring Seattle rain during our long and dreary winters. While grieving my loss, I realized that I also needed running for myself and my mental health. I've been avoiding it until today, when I just couldn't any longer. I cried for a good part of the run, feeling a bit naked and lost without a dog leash in my hand or the jingle of the dog collar setting the pace. Today, the Runcast helped. I know that somewhere, someone was listening and having a hard run too. You are not alone really held true today. That's from Kim. And for anyone out there running right now who is struggling with grief, Catherine Weber said in the music lesson, life seems sometimes like nothing more than a series of losses from beginning to end. That's the given. How you respond to these losses, what you make of what's left, that's the part you have to make up as you go. I can't think of a better quote as we go running. Let's go. One day.
Just had to push ahead. should, my man. I didn't drill, baby, too. I saw you in the square. You know I'd recognize you anywhere. We didn't say much, we didn't have to. I knew all my life that I'd be loving you. And you married young, I never saw you again. Not a day goes by, I don't think of it. Let me let it go. Let me let it die. And let me let it rise. When you think it's all gone, that's when it has begun. He said, hold up, wait up, what's going on? I never said nothing like that, but they weren't convinced. And he said, I'll be right back. We saw him cutting across the lawn, then we ain't seen him since. Outside the first circle are the ones who didn't try. The first circle is where I've set my sights. Talking to the poets, telling them your name. They'll laugh and say that I'll never be the same. They'll say, let's have a toast to the one above. Hail UV, we're only talking about love. Oh, let it go. Let me let it die, and let me let it rise. When you think it's all gone, that's when it has begun.
was Big Joni, a new song called In My Arms, Night Shop, Let Me Let It Go, and Small Paul with a song called Mountain. Little Seattle music to start the set. So funny that I was talking about my dog. My dog, Susie, just wandered in here as I was starting this break. Hey, Susie, good to see you. I want to shout out Rachel wrote in. I just wanted to say hello and thank you from Minneapolis. I already walk my dog around the lake every day, and because of you, I just thought, why not add a little bit of running? I can do it. So I'm officially a runner now, a new runner. And the Runcast is amazing. I love it so much. And running is amazing. Your gentle encouragement provides just the right kind of motivation to go at my own pace. And that's just the tip of the iceberg for how much KXP has meant to me the last couple of years. In February 2020, got into recovery. COVID hit. City was shaken to the core with the murder of George Floyd. And there was no going back. It's been heavy. Through all of this, KXP has always ensured me that I am not alone. And the DJs and the music you all play has really made KXP a reliable companion through these tumultuous times. You're all doing a service to the community, one that is so important. I just think you ought to know the truly positive impact you have on us listeners' lives. Rachel, I love that. Thank you so much. I know every day seems like a struggle out there. That's why we run. It's why we continue to focus on running to help our physical, our mental problems. Dean Karnazes wrote, I started running to escape the memories that drinking couldn't cover up. I know there's a lot of people out there in recovery and go to running as a way to focus their energy and their mental health. And if that's you, I got all the love in the world for you, including this song from Wild Pink. It's all about love.
So
right, that was Spice, Recovering, Melts with Outlier, Precocious Neophyte back there as well, and Wild Pink, I Love You So Much. A perfect song, I think, for this run. And we'll be back after a short break. You keep running through it.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
All right, we continue on this Runcast. Appreciate you listening and running right now. I hope it's going well. I had a huge run this last week, and I'm still recovering from those follow-ups to the long run. Those sometimes can be the most challenging. So a shout out to those out there doing just that. I want to shout out Mike as well. Said, hey, I'm a Runcast listener. I want to let you know I've signed up for my first run since January of 2020. I paused due to the pandemic, and I started running again in earnest in May when I was diagnosed with diabetes. So I'm running to keep that beast in check as well as keep my heart healthy. I had a heart attack 8 months ago, so I quit smoking and started exercising, and I ran for a couple of years steadily until this pandemic. In May, I needed it again, and even though it's taken a while to get my trail legs back again, I'm now up to 6 miles with gas to spare to gun it for the last quarter mile. I've signed up for the 10K at the Twin Cities Marathon in October, and I hope to run the marathon in 2023. Love it, Mike. It's awesome. Said, I'll keep you posted. I just want to let you know that the Runcast, instrumental in getting me to run in the first place, and your revival of it was perfect timing as I listen to you when I'm running. And Kevin played some of the best tunes on his turn for the podcast. Couldn't agree more, Mike. And we've referenced Minneapolis today, so shout out to Kevin Cole on this Runcast. And I hope you're up there. I hope you're training for a run. Hope you're thinking about signing up. I hope these messages are helping you. This one is from Beacon. It's called Can't Turn Back.
till the oceans drown us both.
All right, that was the latest from the Black Angels here on the Runcast. Winter with Hatchie and Beacon with Can't Turn Back. The perfect message for all of you out running. Don't turn back. Keep moving forward. Running so symbolizes moving forward. Even when you feel like you're not moving forward very fast, you still are. Really proud of you for taking this Runcast with you and for listening. A big shout to my team, Isabel and Owen and Nikhil and Matt and everyone who works on this, including all the donors. Every donor is responsible for this Runcast. KEXP.org to be one of those donors. Runcast at KEXP.org to reach out to all of us. And I have a good ending here. This doesn't happen very often. I was recording this Runcast, and I had a different ending to it. And I was sent an email. Eric, I want to shout out Eric at Secretly Group, who is one of the promotion companies out there who works on making sure people like us get music from people like Namdi, who I believe is out of Chicago. And I just heard this song. I took a break on this recording and just and listened to it. It's so great. And I want to sneak this into the Runcast. It is just being released as I'm recording this, tomorrow, actually, the day after I record this. And so Eric from Secretly Group wrote, "Hey, I got a question. I have a new Namdi single, and I see you have the Running podcast coming out soon. It's so perfect for it because it's literally inspired by the desire to go out and run." And so I checked out the song and the video, which is awesome, from Namdi. The song is called Dedication. And Namdi wrote about the single, "I wrote this 2020 pandemic as self-motivation to get me out of the crippling funk, just to get me to do anything. I would play it to go on a run, exercise before I worked on music, before I responded to people's phone calls. It was really just me hyping myself up to do something to get through the slump and make it through the weeks." Well, that message alone would get me to play it, but the song's also killer. So check it out. We will end the Runcast with a bit of a debut. Again, I will be listening to the song in its entirety for the first time along with you on this Runcast. And again, thank you to everybody who's involved in this. And appreciate you. You're not alone.
Pick myself right off of the floor. One taste of fear, it swallowed me whole. I hushed my breath before I could groan. I was ready for more, I was ready for more. Tricked to think that I wasn't enough. Ripped and torn up, permanent cut. Wiped the sweat and sawed off the dust. I was ready for more, I was ready. Something told me I should stay. Things might end up better today. It's dedication.
Bob McCartney, and I want to introduce y'all to my little storefront called
Super Elite Furniture.
And if you desire luxurious, affordable seating, then I'm the man you should be meeting. No matter if the chair is poor or soft, you can still get your rocks off. Completely. Have a seat. So y'all better holler at me if you want to get some Super Elite Furniture.